sport on RTE Radio 1 with the new Sportage plug-in hybrid, now at your local Kia dealer. For more, log on to kia.com.
Now, the rowers have been making a splash over the weekend. With more, here's Pádraig Lodge.
Yes, good morning to you, David. Our all-conquering rowers, we're getting used to seeing them winning now. Ireland's lightweight double sculls crew of Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy cruised to victory in their final at the European Rowing Championships in Munich. The Irish crew surged clear of their rivals with 500 metres to go and came home well ahead of Italy and Switzerland. RTE rowing analyst Sinead Jennings described O'Donovan and McCarthy's performance as effortless, and she believes they're likely to turn their immediate focus to the World Championship in 5 weeks' time.
They just executed the perfect race. They were level. You know, a lot of crews might think we need to be taking the lead a little earlier, but they were level going into the last 500 and then put nearly 4 seconds into the next crew. Like, that's just phenomenal. It must be just phenomenal to have that in the bag. And I really feel sorry for the other crews, like the Swiss crew. Actually, they did a good job there. They're holding on, you know, working really hard, and then they just see this Irish crew coming back. Looks nearly effortless. Paul was working hard at medicine all year, kind of not doing even as much training as he would have in the past. So now for these next 5 weeks, they'll really up the training, and there's more of that to come.
And we'll be hearing from Skibbereen Rowing Club later in the programme. Mona McSharry has qualified for this evening's 200 metres breaststroke final at the European Swimming Championships in Rome. The Sligo native put Saturday's frustration in the 100 metres breaststroke behind her as she came home fourth in the second semi-final and placed fourth overall. Shane Ryan narrowly missed out on a place in the 50 metres backstroke final. At the European Cycling Championship, Sam Bennett took fifth in the men's road race, and it's the first morning of competition at the European Athletics Championships. The first Irish athlete in action will be Eric Favours in the shot put qualifying at 9 o'clock. On the final day of competition at the Paris Cycling Road World Championships, Katie George Dunleavy and Eve McChrystal won gold in the women's tandem road race. Ronan Grimes took gold in the C4 road race. Harry Kane's equaliser 6 minutes into stoppage time earned Tottenham a 2-2 draw with Chelsea in their Premier League game at Stamford Bridge. The game ended with an angry confrontation between Thomas Tuchel and Antonio Conte that resulted in red cards for both managers. Nottingham Forest were 1-0 winners at home to West Ham, while in the League of Ireland, St Patrick's Athletic beat Sligo Rovers 1-0 at Richmond Park. Fern St Aidan's were crowned Wexford senior hurling champions for the first time in the club's history. An injury time sideline cut from Johnny Dwyer helped them to a 1-point victory over St Martin's in the final at Chadwick's Wexford Park. They'll now face St Mullins of Carlow in the Leinster Championship. Fern's top scorer in the campaign, Ian Byrne, feels the compact schedule of games needs to be reviewed.
8 weeks in a row, it's terrible. Like, you know, it's we can't really complain now because we won a county title. You know, it's obviously going to say it suited us, but at the end of the day, like, there's lads dropping like flies with injuries, and you know, there's lads missing county finals because of niggly injuries. And look, that shouldn't really be the way either. Like, this is a showcase, the two best teams, and I think it was the two best teams in the final. But look, I think in the future, it just needs to be looked at. Like, there has to be some sort of give somewhere. Like, you know, if this was inter-county and there were 2 or 3 weeks in a row, there'd be uproar, you know. And it's the same standard, like, the same lads are doing it, and it's just, you know, most lads have to go and go back to work. Well, we won't be going back to work now on Monday, but a lot of lads have to go back to work on Monday, you know, and barely able to walk off a field today. I think it has to be looked at. But look, we're not going to complain about today. Look, we had a motto all year, no excuses, and there's definitely going to be no excuses now today.
Did you always believe that this day would come?
Yeah, 100%. Always had full faith. I made my debut when I was 16 years of age, and I came onto a team that had won 321 premiers in a row, and everyone said, look, you're coming onto a team that's competitive. And ever since, kind of, the standard was always high in Ferns, and you know, three or four of us came kind of at a good time then. We tried to raise the standard a little bit higher, and we knew that we keep plugging away. We've never been too far away. We've had a final in 2013, we've had 6 or 7 semi-finals, and you know, we knew we were going to be thereabouts. It's, you know what to say, if you keep failing, you've got to keep going and keep digging in, like, and showing some spirit. Like, you know, all them failures helped us today. Like, I know that sounds cliche, but you know, to get over the line today, I take all them again, because this is without a shadow of a doubt. I've been fairly successful in my career with Wexford and for Ferns and stuff, but I wouldn't swap this for anything in the whole world, and I genuinely mean that.
Ian Byrne summing up the emotion of the day for Ferns. It took a 3-hole playoff before Will Zalatoris overcame Sepp Straka to land his maiden PGA title in the FedEx St Jude Championship in Tennessee. The pair finished tied and 15 under par. Shane Lowry ended 4 under par in a share of 46th place. And finally, there was a top 10 finish for Leona Maguire in the World Invitational at Galgorm Castle.